On today's Kids Corner, Liz is trying to become Patrol of the Year, but finds out he's the worst Patrol of the Year when he helps out on opening day of the new amusement park.
Is there something wrong?
Well, yeah, I do believe there is. You'll need to hand over your tickets, and then I'm gonna escort you to the guardhouse.
You know who he is?
I'm kind of afraid to ask.
He's the grandson of the owner of this place.
Oh, man.
Stay tuned. It's time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
Only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
It's the end of a long school day, but Liz and his friends have one more thing to do before they head home. It's a meeting for the safety patrols of Terrarium Elementary School, and they're about to get quite a surprise from their volunteer leader.
All right, patrols, you've all done a great job, and staff has asked me to thank you for your hard work.
Well, we wouldn't have come this far without you, Grandpa Noli.
Well, I'm just glad they let me help. Now, let's review our motto. Mm-hmm. Belt it out loud now. Here we go.
Serve, protect, enforce, enjoy.
Good. Excellent unison work.
So, who gets the award, Grandpa?
Oh, not so fast,
Liz. Come on.
I have a few items to go over before we get to that. Now, remember, you turn in your orange sashes Monday and make sure they're clean.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Keep your whistles, of course.
Yeah.
And tomorrow is the special outing we had planned.
Oh, yeah.
Who remembers where we're going? Lucille?
Didn't you say it was the Turin Library?
Yeah, you said it was a slide presentation on notable patrols of the past.
Oh, that's right. But our plans have changed.
Really?
We've been asked by the owner of the new theme park, Five Flags Over Turin, to come there tomorrow.
Wow.
With the Roaring Rapids River Raft Ride?
Oh, they've invited you patrols for the first day they're open to help patrol their park.
Oh, wow. That's great. Yeah. Awesome, awesome.
All right, quiet down now. All right, your parents have to sign these, and I have schedules for each of you. You'll each have shifts at posts you'll need to guard closely.
Oh, so we have to patrol the whole time?
Well, good question, Liz. After your shift of 1 hour is over, you're free to spend the rest of the time enjoying the park.
Oh, yes!
All right, here you go. Make sure you get both pages now.
Oh, man, I cannot wait to go on that river raft ride. I've heard it so fast you scream, and then you pass your own voice, and then it catches up to you again before the bottom.
Yeah, that happened to me once on a roller coaster,
really?
Except it wasn't my scream I got up to.
Oh, I don't know if I'd like that river thing, but I heard there are corn dogs and cotton candy. Candy have no trans fat.
Yum.
Yeah, that's great, Lucille. Maybe they should have named it Five Flags Over No Trans Fats.
Okay, everyone has the forms. Now remember, we'll hand out the gold badge for Outstanding Patrol of the Year at the park. Now, I need to take a head count of everybody who's going. Raise your hands if you think you can go.
So you think you're going to win, Liz?
Oh, man, I've been wanting that gold badge ever since I started patrolling.
Well, you really have worked hard this year. I don't think anybody gave out as many blacktop violations as you did.
No way. 25 in one day.
Amazing.
And 12 hallway conduct warnings was my record.
Boy, I didn't even come close to that.
Well, you were on water fountain duty. It's a low-profile assignment. Yeah, I'd say I probably got that Patrol of the Year award practically pinned on my sash already.
Now, as I've told you, the gold badge is shared between our school and two others, so I can't guarantee someone here will win, but we have a good chance.
Oh, great.
So, go out there and show them that you can
serve, protect, enforce, enjoy!
The next day, Liz and the others arrived by bus at the Five Flags theme park. There were some nervous patrols looking around at the competition, but Liz was still confident as he stood at the entrance.
All right, check your equipment. Make sure you have everything.
All right, let's see. Got my whistle, walkie-talkies on. Got my citation pad.
Hey, Liz, can you help me tighten the sash?
Yeah, you do look kind of droopy there, Lucille. Oh. Hey, get a load of those patrols from the other schools. Mm-hmm. What a bunch of losers.
You shouldn't say that, Liz. What? You haven't even met them.
Well, no, but I mean, really, how can you expect a group like that to lay down the law? Mm-hmm. We have to be strict, show no mercy. Those guys look like they should have joined the chess club.
wait, what's wrong with the chess club? Hi, I'm Marco.
Hi.
I'm from Central Elementary.
Oh, hi, Marco. Liz didn't mean anything bad by his comments.
Sure, I understand. Hey, you guys ready to have some fun? Come on.
Yeah, see what I mean, Lucille? More interested in the park than in law enforcement.
Liz went inside the park and took his position between the Tilt-A-Sizzler and the haunted house, right across from the cotton candy stand. He repeated the motto to himself as he watched the crowd stream through the gates. It wasn't long before Liz spotted a rule violator.
Hey, wait a minute. What do you think you're doing, kid? Absolutely no running in the park.
But he was just skipping.
Ma'am, he is raising his legs in a way that is not walking. He's running.
Oh, come on.
It says right here in the patrol handbook.
He's 5 years old.
Section 7, paragraph B. If a person moves in a way that is swifter than walking speed, he or she is a hazard and should be...
We're supposed to be here to have fun, not be accosted by some overzealous patrol.
Overzealous? Ma'am, I'm gonna have to get out my citation pad.
Oh, come on.
You should set a better example for the little ones and show some respect. Now hand over your tickets.
What? Hand over my tickets?
Give them here. It's the law.
I will not. I want to talk with your superior.
I'm sure he'll agree with me, ma'am.
I have never... Oh, come on, honey. Let's go.
Don't forget your citations, ma'am.
Oh.
And have a nice day.
Oh,
some people. Spikinator. Come in, Spikinator. Over.
Liz? Is that you?
Spikinator, we don't use our normal names. Over.
Sorry. So... what do I call you?
Captain Citation, at your service. Over.
Roger. Over.
No, Captain Citation, not Roger. Over. Over.
Right. I thought Grandpa Noli said these were just for emergencies. Hey, what do we call him?
General Grampus. And this is an emergency. I just had a parent refuse to give me your tickets. Over.
What? You tried to take tickets away? That's like the harshest punishment of all.
Spike? I mean, Spikinator. People have no respect for the rules around here. Oh, I gotta go. Over. Stop it right there, Missy. You're caught.
Liz? Lucille?
I can't believe you just cut in line. You can't do that.
Oh, but Liz...
I don't care if you are an off-duty patrol.
Liz, I wasn't cutting. I just had to go get a...
No excuses. Get to the back of the line.
Listen, Liz, a baby in a stroller dropped its bottle, and the mom didn't see it, so I stepped out of line to go get the bottle.
So you admit you left the line?
Oh, yeah, but I was
No buts, no cuts.
Oh, dear.
Though part of Liz wanted to be lenient, he felt he had to do his duty and show Lucille to the back of the line. He continued to hand out citations until his shift was over, but when it was time to enjoy the park, Liz refused.
But I'm supposed to take over for you.
Nope, I can't. Nobody enforces the rules around here.
Oh, I get it. You're trying to impress people so they'll vote you Patrol of the Year.
Gotta keep your eyes on the prize, Lucille. Besides, I like protecting and enforcing. I'm a patrol.
Unfortunately. But what about our motto? Serve, protect, enforce, and enjoy.
Okay, I enjoy enforcing the rules. What's wrong with that?
Well, nothing, unless you get so carried away that you just...
Hey, that kid over there? He's staring at me.
Liz.
No, seriously, look at him, the one with the sunglasses.
Liz, everyone's wearing sunglasses. That's what people do when it's sunny outside.
He still looks suspicious, and he's still staring at me.
How can you tell?
Oh, patrol instinct. Mm-hmm. Spikinator, we have some suspicious activity on the other side of the haunted house. Over.
What's going on?
There's a kid staring at me. A very suspicious stare. Over.
Well, how is he staring?
I'd say that his stare has a looming quality. No, make that menacing. Yeah, it's actually more menacing than looming. A threatening, menacing, suspicious stare. Over.
Well, don't leave your post, Liz. I mean, Captain Citation. You need to check in with General Grampus before you leave.
Oh, no, I lost him. Do you see him, Lucille?
I don't want to be involved in this. I don't like it at all.
Spikenator, I have some investigating to do. Oh, wait! Oh, no way!
Come on.
The kid with the sunglasses. He's broken one of the strictest rules of all.
What rule?
He has a dog inside the park. Do you know how big of a deal this is? We have to notify the health department, animal control.
Liz, don't go overboard.
I'm not going overboard. I'm going to catch that lawbreaker.
Liz bolted after the dog, who was picking up a sweater from a nearby bench. The dog had a long leash and a leather strap around his back. Liz grabbed him and hung on.
Ha, gotcha. You have a right to remain silent. Oh, but you do not have a right to lick me in the face. Quit barking.
Excuse me. Hello?
Yeah, I need backup over here. Patrol down. I got a mean dog and a looming kid who's also menacing and threatening. Over.
Eddie, get down. Is there something wrong?
Well, yeah, I do believe there is. First of all, you'll need to hand over your tickets, and then I'm going to escort you to the guardhouse.
And why is that?
Well, for one thing, there are no dogs allowed in here. You should be able to read that sign by the front gate.
I understand. But you see, he's a special dog.
Well, I'm sure he is. Everybody thinks their dog is special. But the rule is no dogs in the park.
Except for Eddie. He's a seeing eye dog.
I've never heard of that breed. Oh, well, ignorance of the law is no excuse. Wait a second. Did you say, seeing eye dog?
Right, that's exactly what I said.
Liz, what's going on?
I'm so sorry. I just thought that you brought
a cute little dog.
Hi, my name's Grant, and this is Eddie, my seeing eye dog.
I feel awful.
Hi, Eddie.
Must be short for Edward.
Shh. You don't want to call him that. He hates it when you call him
that. Yeah, I got that.
Liz. Here you are.
Hi, Grandpa.
I came to tell you your shift is up, and you've left your post.
Hi, General. Grandpa.
Liz, come with me. We need to talk.
Oh.
Hey, kids. We've got something to share with you and your parents. Ask them to come over to listen. Okay. I've got something special for everyone. Kids Corner has an important ebook that will help your family think about prayer. The Faith Practices for Families Prayer ebook explores the why, when, and how to pray with your family. Go to kidscorner.net and click on the activities page to find the Faith Practices for Families Prayer ebook. We hope these resources will add to your daily prayer practice and inspire you and your family to draw near to God. It's all for free from Kids Corner. Okay, I've got something special for everyone. Kids Corner's Faith Practices for Families, Serving Others ebook explores all sorts of useful and practical ways that your family can answer Jesus' call to love our neighbors. And kids, you don't have to wait to be an adult to serve God. This ebook gives lots of tips on how you can serve God in big and small ways every day. Parents, read over the guide to find some great ideas about how you and your family can live out your faith with actions that can help your neighborhood, your town, your church, and our world. Go to kidscorner.net and click on the activities page to find the Faith Practices for Families Serving Others ebook. We hope these resources will add to ways that you already serve and inspire you and your family to draw near to God. It's all for free from Kids Corner.
Grandpa Anoli led Liz to an office inside the main building of the park. The look on Grandpa's face told the story, and it wasn't a story Liz was anxious to hear.
Have a seat.
Grandpa, I didn't mean to...
Now, just settle down.
No.
We need to clear up a couple things. I could start with tackling a seeing eye dog, but I'll save that one for later.
Oh, man.
First, you reprimanded a mother and her son because you saw her son skipping?
Well,
is that true?
Well, there's no running allowed. It says in the handbook that you...
What handbook?
Well, this one.
Let me see that.
I got it from the library.
Show no mercy. Tips for patrols and security guards.
It seemed like a good resource.
Liz.
What?
I'm glad you take your job seriously, but you gotta use a little common sense. And unlike this manual, show a little mercy.
But Grandpa, I thought being a good patrol meant showing no mercy. Being firm. That's what'll get me to be patrol of the year.
Oh, so that's what this is all about. Liz. A good patrol enforces rules, yes. But the goal is to protect people because he cares about them. Rules are there to help us, not hurt us.
Okay.
You have to remember who you're dealing with, how valuable each person is. Like Grant out there. Do you know who he is?
I'm kind of afraid to ask.
He's the grandson of the owner of this place.
Oh, man.
I just don't know what to do with you.
Hey, Grandpa? Is that the envelope for the patrol of the year?
Now, you leave that alone. Know what? I think I need a little help on this one. Marco, can you report to the office, please?
Yes, sir. I'm right around the corner. Over.
Marco? I think I met him this morning.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. He's a great young man.
Hey, Grandpa Noli, what's up?
Oh, hi, Marco. I want you to meet Liz. You two met this morning.
Yeah. We were talking about the chess club. Hey, Liz. How you doing?
Hi.
Marco, Liz is having a bit of trouble today.
Well, it can't be as bad as the kid who tackled the seeing eye dog, you know?
No.
Oh, that was...
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, man.
Liz could use some advice on how to be more gracious in his duties.
Oh, yeah, I see. Well, hey, I think I can help. Maybe Liz and I could do some patrolling together. What do you think about that, Grandpa?
Yeah, great idea.
Yeah, I'm headed over to the Roaring Rapids. Come on, Liz, let's go.
Liz and Marco walked through the park, taking in all the sights and sounds. By the time they made it to the Roaring Rapids, Liz had counted 17 violations that he hadn't said anything about.
Oh, man, that splash at the end must feel really great.
Yeah, seriously.
I wish I could go on that ride just once.
Yeah, me too. Uh-oh, that little girl's going a bit fast. Little girl?
Yeah?
Slow it down, okay? We don't want you slipping and hurting yourself.
Sorry.
Oh, it's all right. Have fun on the river, okay?
I will, thanks.
Ah, cute kid, huh? Reminds me of my little sister.
Hey, you treated her like a friend.
Well, sure. I mean, we've all gotten excited and forgotten the rules for just a minute. I'm just here to protect kids, and, well, I enjoy helping them. I mean, there are ways to enforce and enjoy at the same time, you know?
Yeah?
Yeah, but, I mean, don't feel bad. I was once like you when I first started out.
Really?
Sure. I thought being a good patrol was, you know, being all tough and mean. And it's important to be strong, for sure. I mean, you seem good at that.
Well, yeah, but can I be strong and kind at the same time?
Well, yeah, you can. Tough when you need to be, but always helpful. Grandpa Noli talked to us about that before we started the year, after what happened last year. He said that we should be...
Hey, wait a minute. What happened last year?
Let's just say I was sort of tackling seeing eye dogs. Yeah. I wanted that gold badge so much, I gave out 23 blacktop violations in one day.
23, huh?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah, but I didn't know something Grandpa Noli said.
Well, what's that?
Well, he came and spoke to our church group before the year began, and he talked about a Bible verse. I even keep it clipped to my sash to remind me.
Well, what's it say?
Well, it's in James. It says... Mercy triumphs over judgment.
Oh, that's really great.
Yeah, it sure is.
What's it mean?
Well, the way Grandpa explained it, we ought to talk to other people and act towards them like we want to be treated.
So, kind of like the golden rule then?
Yeah, right. But we still need rules to keep people safe. Kind mercy will win over harsh judgment every time, just like the verse says.
And it works with your family and the people you go to school with.
And the kids you want to help when you patrol.
Right, exactly.
Huh. Serve, protect, enforce, enjoy. Our motto kind of fits, huh?
You know what? It sure does. I mean, enforcing the rules isn't mean. It's really a kind thing. It's all in the way you go about it.
All patrols report to the guardhouse, please. All patrols report to the guardhouse.
There we go. Well, it's time for the Patrol of the Year Award. Now, this goes to the young person who exhibits a spirit of service, who wants to help protect others, who enforces with kindness, and who does it with a smile, who really enjoys the job.
Yeah. So you think you're going to get it, Liz?
No, I know who's going to win.
And the winner, who probably would get the most improved patrol award if we had one, is Marco.
All right.
There you go, son.
Oh, thanks, Grandpa. And thanks for believing in me. I want to dedicate this award to you.
After everyone congratulated Marco for winning the award, the patrols went back to the park to their favorite rides. Grandpa, however, kept Liz at the guardhouse to talk about what had happened.
It was good chilling with you, Liz.
Yeah, you too, Marco. I'll see you around.
All right, see ya.
Now, we need to discuss punishment, Liz.
Oh, Grandpa, I feel terrible. I shouldn't have been so hard on that skipping kid. Mm-hmm. Oh, and Lucille. And I should have seen that that dog was with Grant for a reason.
Mm-hmm. But that's not all.
Oh, no.
You forgot about using the walkie-talkies.
No.
And you left your post and wandered off.
Oh, Grandpa.
The handbook here says a patrol who breaks the rules should be picked up by his parents immediately.
It does?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't read that.
But I've got something worse in mind for you.
Worse?
Yep.
Oh, but Grandpa, you're making the same mistake I did.
I am?
Yeah, because Marco told me about the verse and how I'm supposed to act kindly toward people and not judge harshly because kind mercy wins over harsh judgment every time, and that works with people running in the theme park your family and even with you, Grandpa Noli.
Liz?
Yeah?
Are you ready for your punishment?
I guess so.
Good. Then follow me.
Liz walked with his head down, his orange sash sagging. He figured he was headed back to the school bus to wait until everyone else had their fun. What happened next was the biggest surprise of all.
Hey, look, it's Liz. Hi, Liz.
Grant and Edward. Eddie.
Wow, you didn't send him home, Grandpa Noli?
Nope.
Why not?
Hey.
Well, I think we need to teach Liz a lesson in mercy. And there's no better place to learn than the Roaring Rapids River Raft Ride. You first, Liz. Come on, everybody in. Let's see how fast this thing can go.
Liz learned a great lesson that day with the help of his friends. And you can be sure if he ever gets the chance to be a patrol again, he'll win Patrol of the Year through mercy and kindness. Maybe there's someone you've enjoyed enforcing the rules on. A brother or sister? Someone at school? Well, try a little kindness and mercy next time and see what happens.
Hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
Remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
Kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/kidscornerradio. Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Chris Fabry. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.